Welcome to this service from Denon Parish Church on your telephone. Today, Namdi Maduka is reflecting with us on God's outrageous grace. But first, here is Diane Liston with our Bible reading.
Today's reading is taken from Matthew 20, 31 to 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire labourers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the labourers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the labourers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. We often hear people say, "Life is not fair." Children will always tell you, "It is not fair. What you are doing to me is not fair," especially if it didn't suit them. Saying life is not fair is an indirect way of saying God is not fair. But we all know that God is. God is a fair God. The God we encounter in the pages of Scripture is a powerful God who refuses all human efforts to commodify or manipulate the divine. We cannot manipulate him because he is the divine. Today, where we read said, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who goes out early in the morning, say about 6 a.m., to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for their daily wages, he sent them to his vineyard. The landowner went out again at 9 a.m., at 12 noon, and also went out by 5 p.m. to bring in more laborers. By 6 p.m., he called them out and started paying them, beginning with the people that just started at 5 p.m., who worked for just an hour. So for people who worked for an hour, he gave 1 day wage, exactly what he negotiated with the ones that started at 6 a.m. The landowner gave every one of them 1 denarius, irrespective of their starting time. The early starter grumbled and said they are not going to take it. "Why? Why will you pay us despite all that we did? We toiled all day and people just came in for 1 hour and you are paying them the same thing as us. Why will this man be brought into the PCC who just came into the church 1 year when we have been here for 50 years? Why should he be made the parish treasurer when I have more qualification than him?" We see this thing happen around us every day. So it is easy to define grace as unmerited favor. But what does that mean to us and the people around us? In this parable, Jesus' story makes no economic sense. And that was what his intent was. He wanted to do it to show us what his kingdom is. He said his kingdom is like a landowner who goes about bringing people at different times, but giving them that equal gift of eternal life. We should not covet. We should not be angry or be frustrated with what God is doing, because he is a God of grace. The way we are called in is the same way he's bringing others. The main problem is not what he gives to less starters, but why give them the same as us who started very early? Why give them the same thing? We don't mind whatever you want to give to them, but our own must be more. And that's what we think sometimes, that we are more better than people around us. That it is only us that can do it and do it better. But sometimes that is wrong. We need to also understand that everyone has got what God has deposited in them. So in the workplace, do you always think that without you, nothing will happen? That is a wrong view. And that is what we are learning today. That God has given each and every one of us a gift, and the gift of grace. And that his grace is free, and he's ready to give it to anyone who wants it and who is ready to receive it. If grace is unmerited favor, we now know that favor is not a product of labor. And this is exactly what this place illustrates. That God, in his own infinite goodness and mercy, has called us in, even when we do not deserve to be part of his family. He welcomed us home. Until today, he wants us to come in and be part of his kingdom. In chapter 19, verse 27, if we go back a bit, the outspoken Peter had earlier asked Jesus, "What, we have left everything to follow you, Master. What will be our reward?" That was Peter's question that brought about this parable. What will be our reward? And now Jesus made him to understand that no matter how long you have served me, everyone has a part in my kingdom. Whether they are latecomers, whether they are the early starters, mine is to give, and that is the gift of eternal life. Everyone who have followed me to the end will inherit this eternal life. So this parable is about grace, which cannot be calculated like a day's wages. So the employer here did not cheat the people that did the food their work. No, he did not cheat them. You know, it was just grace in action, in the way that God has accepted us despite our inadequacies, despite our shortcomings. He has opened wide his arms to receive all of us, irrespective of where we come from. We have a tendency, as this parable apply, to covet and to be resentful of what others receive from God. The owner of the vineyard asks those who have worked longest and maybe hardest, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I'm generous?" The point is that God's grace and mercy and forgiveness are God's to give away as God sees fit. We cannot manipulate him. Neither can we be able to decide how we want God to act. In Exodus 33 verse 19, God said to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." So it is in God's hand. We cannot manipulate him. We cannot dictate to him. And that's what happens when we begin to think that life is not fair, because it didn't follow in the way that we are looking at it. Christ has prepared a home for all. We are all invited into this place of rest that we do not deserve. None of us can be saved by our good works. None of us comes close to satisfying God's requirements for a perfect life. We are all equal recipients of God's gifts. So let's be satisfied with what God has given to us. Many of us base our self-worth on what we own or achieve. We only feel good about ourselves when we are involved in certain relationships or reach certain goals. It is both scriptural and wise to have goals for our life, but don't undermine yourself by believing that if you are less than, if you, because you are less than, or you have less, or you have achieved less, that you are nothing. Or to think that you are far more better than everyone else because maybe God's grace has been released more to you. Everything is from God. All things come from Him, and of our own do we give Him. All He has given to us is for His service. And so we need to always understand that this God, who is the first and the last, wants to meet us in order to bring us into that relationship which He has established for us even before the beginning of the whole creation. We have a condition to meet. And so for us to be fully involved in this, in receiving His grace, is that, as He said in Romans 10 verse 9, that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, that we will be saved. It does not matter whether you are a latecomer or a gatecrasher or like the robber crucified with Him, who at the last moment turned His way back and God made provision for him and received him back. In God's economy, it is not rewards that prevails. It is grace that prevails. So people of God, let us learn to know that God has a way of opening up His hands to receive us irrespective of our own timing and whenever we turn back to Him. He is eagerly waiting for us to return back to Him. And whenever we come to Him, He will by no means cast us out. As we continue in this journey, let us know that it is only God's grace that can sustain us. His grace has brought us this far, and I have no doubt that one day His grace will lead us home. Amen.